Anything can happen in the next half hour. Welcome to the Security Hazard Podcast. We're back!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It feels like I haven't been here for absolutely ages, and that's probably a good thing for some of you.
And I also haven't been here for a little while. What have we been up to? Your adventures have been a lot more fun than mine. What have you been up to during this brief hiatus that we've been on?
During this brief hiatus, I have been to London, good old London town. I've been over there at the official Gerry Anderson stall during London Film Comic Con 2017 at the London Olympia. So I was there selling lovely merchandise to lovely fans for 3 lovely days.
Lovely. And you had a certain special guest as well that was rather well known and recognised.
I don't mean
Chris Thompson.
Well, he's the celebrity guest with the long flowing hair. The other celebrity guest had considerably less flowing hair and slightly shiny on top. And that was Mr. Jimmy Anderson. He's probably terminated my employment just after hearing that.
Oh, but I was referring to another special. As much as Jimmy Anderson is a very special guest, you had another special guest who was slightly flatter than the others.
Well, his personality didn't exactly jump off the cardboard at me, that's for sure. we had Captain Scarlet. He was there representing Spectrum, all 6 feet of him being supported by a thin cardboard stand.
Beautiful.
And indestructible to everything except light, touching, and water.
Right. And you had lots of people come and take pictures, I understand? Lots of people came over and visited and
said hello? Of people. Lots of them. They were expecting a response. He just sort of stood there, you know, stonily silent.
Yeah.
Must have had his mind on other things. But no, lots of people came over and visited and said hello and reminisced about the shows. It was all very wonderful. Great
Lovely.
To be there.
That's great. It's great to have a presence at such a kind of big event. Did you see any cosplayers there at all?
Yes, there was lots of cosplayers. There were a few Gerry Anderson cosplayers as well, most notably Black.
Captain Black came to visit, oh dear.
Oh dear. Yes, evil, indestructible Captain Black, former Spectrum agent turned bad.
Yes. Oh, well.
Came to see us. So that was lovely. Got a picture with his friend turned rival, Captain Scarlet, as well. So
Nice. that's wonderful to see. People are great with cosplayers. We love cosplayers. They're great.
Yeah, I seem to recall certain cosplayers who once turned up at an event as Twizzle and Torchy.
You would be right. That was that was me and the missus, actually. Turned up as Torchy and Twizzle because I thought, what is no one else going to do? So we went to Adacon 2015 in some very ludicrous get-up, and then it sort of turned out that not as many people were dressed in cosplay as we were hoping, so we stood out a bit, not necessarily for the right reasons, but they were good. We worked really hard on those costumes. They were well researched.
Did you have a torch in your hat?
I did have a torch in my hat. I did indeed. And I had a big blonde curly wig that was very hot and itchy and uncomfortable. Cosplayers do suffer for their art, that's for sure.
They do. Yeah. But I think you really enjoyed being dressed as Torchy, getting your photograph with the 4 surviving Tracy brothers.
I did, yes. I have that photo. I look absurd. Matt Zimmerman had a few words to say about it, that's for sure.
I'm sure he did. Matt Zimmerman not being quiet on any subject under the sun.
Exactly, yeah. So that was good. I'm glad you brought that up. There's some very happy memories there. So what we're going to do is and by the way, the reason why I was on hiatus is rather less fun. I was actually having my wisdom teeth taken out. So I was unable to talk for a little while there. Well, I could talk. It was just sort of garbled nonsense.
I can confirm he's telling the truth.
Oh, he's a funny one, isn't he? Yeah. Anyway, so I'm all better now. Andrew's here. We're all good to go. So let's dive into the news. And there's been a fair bit of it while we've been away. So let's dive in. First of all, let me see. The first annual Thunderbirds Day has been announced for September. View Cinemas will be screening two new episodes of Thunderbirds Argo, as well as an episode from the Thunderbirds 1965 series, The Abominable Snowman. This is exciting, isn't it?
It's tremendously exciting, and I mean, why have we had to wait 52 years for it? That's what I want to know.
Well, quite. A Thunderbirds Day sounds like a jolly, jolly nice idea. Let's hope it is an annual thing that happens every single year. I certainly hope so. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be tremendous. I mean, it's going to be great to see those in the cinema. And myself, never having seen any of either Thunderbirds Argo or the Thunderbirds 1965 project on the big screen, I believe you've been to see both of them at various times.
Yes, I have, actually. I was able to attend the premiere of Series 1 of Thunderbirds Argo. So that was Ring of Fire Parts 1 and 2 on screen, and that was very impressive indeed. I enjoyed that thoroughly. And then I was also lucky enough to go to a screening of Thunderbirds 1965 as well. I wrote up a report for the Gerry Anderson website at the time. And again, that was very good, very impressive to see on the big screen. They, you know, really do hold up well. So I would thoroughly recommend anyone who is able to get along and attend that event at your nearest View Cinema. You can go and look that up and see if you can get a seat, because I'm sure it'll be a fun event. I'm sure there'll be lots of other things going on at the time. I remember at the Thunderbirds premiere, they had just this huge, the Thunderbirds Argo premiere, I should say, they had this huge piece of paper just laid out on the floor, and kids were just drawing whatever Thunderbirds stuff they liked on it, and it was very creative and good fun to kind of see.
Was it just kids, or were there a few older people?
You know,
as well?
Actually, I distinctly remember Graham Bleethman was at the event, and I think he contributed a little something to it as well. I don't think he could help himself.
I think that's fair enough. If you're talented enough to draw the way that Graham Bleethman draws, I think it's only fair that he's allowed to show off a bit of his art.
Yes, exactly. And inspire younger generations, no doubt.
Exactly.
So yes, that's wonderful. Thunderbirds Day. Let's hope it's an annual thing. Moving on. Let's see. There's a new Dick Spanner animatic coming out. Andrew, you might be able to tell us a little bit more about this. As I understand, you were involved in it in some way.
In a peripheral sort of way, yeah. Well, the announcement was made, I think, last week on the official Gerry Anderson website that Jamie Anderson had asked Terry Adlam to write a new couple of episodes of Dick Spanner, following on from Terry's original writing of the first series. And it's turned from just writing the episodes into an animatic, or storyboarding originally, actually. Shane Rimmer re-recorded the narration, reprising the role that he had played in the original series, very iconically, of course. And then it turned it from an animation into an animatic. So it wasn't just animated on paper, it's been turned into an animation on video. So Shane's dialogue has been matched to everything that's happening there. And then Chris Thompson, known to many for his CG art and various other videos to do with the worlds of Gerry Anderson, has taken it over, animated the storyboards, turned them into a lovely animatic. Chris, myself, and another guy called Connor Flanagan have all provided additional voices for it, just minor characters. And
in the way that the original crew used to do on the original show, just kind of slipping in little words and mumbles here and there.
Very much. Nothing too standout-ish. I have a little sort of little monologue at the start, and then from there on everything sort of turns into demonic laughs, grunts, whooshes, and all sorts of other little noises, but nothing that detracts, hopefully nothing that detracts overall from it, but those will be available on the Dick Spanner DVD that's forthcoming. I believe it's out in September.
Wonderful. Yeah, Dick Spanner, gotta love it. I can't wait to see it on DVD in its original form, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, it's going to be in its original form, which means that it's going to have all of its original audio. The sad thing about Dick Spanner, of course, is that the original negatives no longer exist for it. So right. It has been remastered from the best possible sources there and will look significantly better than the DVD release that was, I believe it was initially released in about 2007.
Yeah, around that sort of time, yeah.
Sort of almost a budget release done.
Yeah, done quick and on the cheap with, you know, Jerry's name slapped over it with that's, you know, that was the sole reason of selling it. But no, this show is gonna look good on DVD, I have no doubt.
And one of my secret favorites, I suppose.
You mean the series as a whole?
The series as a whole.
Yeah. No, I love it. I think it's really good. Yeah. Wonderfully witty. It's just something a little bit different, but also still distinctly Gerry Anderson, I think you could say.
Yes. Yeah. I would agree with that.
No, that's wonderful. So moving on, let's see what's new in the news. Oh, of course, kind of updates on the Captain Scarlet Big Finish project. As you know, Big Finish releasing some audiobooks and a new documentary and all sorts of other wonderful things on audio. And the latest piece of news to come out of that is that David Graham will be returning to narrate these audiobooks, which is great. David Graham, unfortunately, was never actually involved in the original series, but I'm sure he's doing a fantastic job contributing to these.
Yes, it's very exciting news. Wonderful to hear him back in the mix again. So we'll definitely be looking forward to the release of the series there. As you say, David having no original role in Captain Scarlet. He did have a later role in the Secret Service and
in
Space Precinct briefly. Yep. But it'd be lovely to hear him in Scarlet. If you go to that article on the official Gerry Anderson website, you'll also be able to see the covers for the different Spectrum file. Yes.
And those
CDs,
are stunning.
They look amazing.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you have to get that because you have the option with Big Finish, I believe I'm correct in saying, you can get them digitally or you can order the CDs and have them delivered to you. And I think it's fair to say that that artwork is so stunning that having it in physical form would definitely, it's going to be a very beautiful set when it's all put together.
And of course, you'll have all the introductory notes and all the nice little things inside the CD booklet as well.
Yes. All that lovely stuff. All that
lovely
stuff
to look forward to.
Very complete, very nice set. And that hopefully hopefully the start of more things to come. Wouldn't that be absolutely splendid?
It would be tremendous, and let's hope that something does come of that. Of course, it is part of a two-part release, so the aforementioned three Spectrum file enhanced audiobooks. We also have the Captain Scarlet 50th box set coming from Big Finish, which is an amalgamation of five original TV 21 mini-albums, Century 21 mini-albums that have been remastered and restored, and also its narrated television episodes narrated by the late Ed Bishop reprising his role as Captain Blue. I believe the narration was recorded in the early 1990s.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
So it's placed over eight stories from the TV series. So even if you have seen the episodes numerous times, definitely well worth giving the audio versions of those stories.
Something a little bit different, something to enjoy, maybe on the commute into work, something like that.
Exactly, yeah. Something and as Jack said as well, we've got a documentary, a one-hour documentary, brand new, featuring new interviews and a few archive interviews as well there accompanying that set.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for much better, really, could you?
I think it's going to be SIG, Jack. I really do.
Oh, I sure hope so. So, I believe that ties up the news on my end. Are there any other pieces that you can think of that's been out recently? I'm hoping not to have missed anything. It's been so long.
No, I think you've pretty much summed up everything there.
Okay.
We've covered conventions, releases, and returning narrators. So
yes.
I think that's...
Okay. Well, then I'm going to do a bit of shameless self-promotion for a bit, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'll take a back seat and happily let you self-promote.
Okay. Well, I thought it was time on Security Hazard to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Captain Scarlet in September with, well, we're going to be doing the thing that we do best on Security Hazard, which is really long, detailed reviews of things. So I decided I would put it to the vote. I allowed the Security Hazard fans far and wide to vote for the 5 episodes that they would like us to review. Now, these will have already been announced on social media by the time you listen to this, but I have just closed the poll at the time of recording this, so I'm just going to let you know which ones came out on top. So these are supposedly the top 5 favorite Captain Scarlet episodes, according to this poll. So, the very top, it's the Mysterons, the very first episode. Not too surprising there, would you agree, Mr. Clements?
I would agree. It's a good, strong starting episode, lovely setting up of the series premise, and it's easily in my top 5 as well.
Yes. So, then just below that, we have Attack on Cloud Base. Looking forward to reviewing that one. That's an epic tale with lots of very unusual things that happen in it. So it should be good fun. And then, just below that, we have Big Ben Strikes Again. Another very unusual episode. Looking forward to diving into the scientific theory behind the idea of Big Ben striking 13. We'll see if it was actually possible.
And of course, we won't be hearing anything from it for a while, as they
yes,
have
of course,
fact.
It's a very unusual time. Yes, the chimes of Big Ben will be stopping for a while. Yeah.
So, if you're listening to this in the future, see if you can remember if the chimes of Big Ben stopped and how long did they stop for.
Absolutely. So the next episode after that, number 4, these won't necessarily be reviewed in this order, just to say that, but these are the top 5 episodes. So after that we have White as Snow, which features that famous tune at the very beginning of the episode, which I think we all know and love, and it's on a submarine, so that'll be fun.
Submarine.
Yeah. Then the last episode that we'll be reviewing is Lunaville 7. With Sid.
Not Lunaville 6, not Lunaville 8, but Lunaville 7.
Yes, with Sid the mad. Well, he wasn't mad. He went mad. He was driven mad. The poor computer.
The poor computer, who may or may not have been voiced by Gerry Anderson.
Yes, that's an interesting debate that goes around, isn't it? Isn't it basically fans certainly think that Gerry did the voice based purely on the fact that, well, he voiced Robert the Robot, so why wouldn't he voice Sid the computer?
I've listened to it quite a few times, and it is obviously going quite through some heavy modulation there, but if you really listen to it hard and you want to hear him, you sort of can, but that's not to say that it is him.
I have
no
really
one way or the other on it.
There's any definite way of confirming. Other people might say it's David Graham.
Could be.
It could be. Like, weirder things have happened, but I'm not going to start that rumor because it could well be wrong. I have no idea. Who do you think voiced Sid the computer? Send your thoughts and comments. It on a postcard. Mail it to Security Hazard in the middle of the ocean, and we'll get to your mail as soon as we can get a ship.
And just to confirm, a postcard is like, it's kind of like a text message, except it's like on a piece of paper and you write the actual address and then put it in this big red box and it magically gets there.
Yeah, goodness me. The fun of the old days.
Yes.
Well, there we go. That's the news. We've kind of been over all the news. Those Captain Scarlet reviews will be coming every Friday throughout the month of September. And they're going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be starting work on those very soon, I'm sure. It'll be very similar to my Thunderbirds reviews that I kind of worked on before. Should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll learn a few things and, you know, poke fun at a few things, because Captain Scarlet is an awfully serious show, which does leave it open to some mockery at times.
Yes.
Would that be fair and to just, say?
I think it's very fair to say. And just while we're on that topic, might be fun to make some recommendations for a couple of classic YouTube videos that people might want to check out.
Yes, and I was actually just thinking about your 5 second Captain Scarlet in 5 seconds series. You want to tell them a little bit about that?
I'll mention it briefly. I don't want to really do too much self-promotion here. I was actually thinking about scrapping the majority of them the other day, so it's just ironic that you happen to mention this.
No, surely not.
Well, the long and the short of it is that, probably about 10-12 years ago, I can't remember exactly when the whole craze started, but I believe there was a YouTuber called The Guy with Glasses who did a series of videos called In 5 Seconds, and what he did was he just summarized movies and TV series by doing a 5 second clip in a hilarious way. So the one that sort of that I remember best is Titanic in 5 seconds. The guy says, "This ship can't sink," and then just you immediately see it going underwater, and then the end comes up with a little plop sound effect. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if someone did this with a Gerry Anderson show? So I think I did it for maybe 4 or 5 episodes of Scarlet, and then caved in and decided to do all 32 of them, which is probably a mistake because a lot of them just aren't really very funny at all. I'll pick my top three. If you want to go check these out, please feel free to do so. Jack can probably stick the link into the description here,
yes,
just
absolutely.
To make it easy
yep.
for you. So I think my three top favorite would be Expo 2068, Renegade Rockets, and Manhunt.
Okay.
So if you want to check out those three,
they are good fun, and it's a fun way to pass. Not very much time at all, actually. You can get through all 32 episodes very quickly because they are quite short videos. Yes. And, of course, I think we have to recommend the brilliant work done by Chris Dale on his little Captain Scarlet videos.
Totally remiss of us not to mention that, so I'll let you pick your favourite ones that Chris has done.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's so many good ones. Colonel White's Movie Night is probably up there as one of the best.
I'm just laughing thinking about it.
I wouldn't do it justice to start picking out quotes from it, but there is some hilarious stuff in there. So, I mean, surely everyone's seen those by now, but if they haven't,
you really have to
go and check those out. There'll be a link in the description.
We'll also mention the more recent one, Colonel White, Mr. On Agent, is also a very good one as well.
Yeah, no.
They're all good. I mean, if you have time, check them all out.
Yeah, and watch just everything on his YouTube channel. It's actually all very, very good stuff. Yes, absolutely. Actually, you just reminded me of one YouTube video. I think the first ever YouTube video I ever saw. Okay,
dun, dun, dun.
So this is building this up. It was Captain Scarlet dubbed with Reservoir Dogs.
The famous
Why do I have to be Mr. Pink scene?
Yes, the choosing the colors scene. I think it was called Spectrum Dogs, wasn't it?
Yes. I have no idea whether that's still on there, but if it is, then it's well over 10 years old now. But
it is. They also did a Thunderbirds one, the exact same scene.
Yes, I remember now.
I think it was using clips from Atlantic Inferno.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, yeah. That just took me right back to the early days of YouTube and, you know, just how that all got started up. It's just silly.
Well, if you want a dubbed version of Thunderbirds that is suitable for a family audience, check out Blunderbirds. That's all I have to say.
Of course, that's very good. Of course, there are lots of other slightly less family-friendly Thunderbirds dubs out there. I think the most famous one I can think of, or the one I like the most, and the one that myself and Andrew can probably quote the most, is, what's it called?
At Home with the Tracys.
At Home with the Tracys, of course it is. Yes, I think you can still find that somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's there somewhere. If it's not on YouTube, it'll probably be on Vimeo or somewhere like that.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a funny one to to check out. There's some
but we will say it's probably not suitable for the young'uns.
No, probably not. But that's almost what makes it funny. It's such a family-friendly show, and they turn it into absolute filth.
Filthy.
Yes, filthy, filthy, filthy. So, that aside, oh goodness, we go off on some fantastic tangents sometimes. But I yeah, whatever, I love it. yeah, so, I don't know, any other news or anything new with you that's coming up?
Oh, I can't remember because I can't remember exactly when we did the last one of these. I suppose we should really mention, in case we haven't covered it before, the sad news, of course, of Martin Landau passing away.
That's correct. I don't think we actually did cover that. I mean, a supremely talented actor, very, very good indeed in Space 1999. You know, he brings Commander Koenig to life, and he's very good in the film Ed Wood. That's an extremely good film if you ever get a chance to see it. It's him playing Bela Lugosi, and it's very, very well done. He is extremely good in that. And yes, we'll be sadly missed.
But yeah, I think that really covers everything of a recent nature, yeah?
Yes. Well, then that brings us to the end of the podcast, I suppose. We've covered a lot of different news stories. Any of the videos we mentioned will be linked in the description. You can head over to the Gerry Anderson website to check out all those different news articles. I'm sure there's many, many other things on there that we haven't mentioned. But for now, I've been Jack.
And I've been, and still am, Andrew.
And we will catch you very, very soon. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.